USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a massive nor'easter dumped more than 30 inches of snow on parts of the Northeast. The three deaths were in New York, where one man fell into a swimming pool and two others died while shoveling snow. The lights are mostly back on, but more than 100,000 people had lost power at one point. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the U.N. Security Council will push Russia on its massive buildup of troops along the Ukrainian border. Russia contends it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but is demanding promises, including it will never allow Ukraine into NATO. This as Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Mikhanova, says we need to take things slow regarding Russia.
In order to defend our country, we cannot afford to panic. We have to get ready, all of us.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Texas is setting up a border committee in the state legislators' Senate that will monitor additional funding for border security in the wake of more illegal immigrants and asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick explaining how much more funding this will cost Texas taxpayers on Fox News.
I want people that are really going to go to the border, understand these issues, go to Washington if need be, and take on the Biden administration. But we in Texas are fed up with this policy and seeing our Texans die.
This comes after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently visited the southern border last week, where several border agents raised concerns about the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed to stay in the United States under the Biden administration. The Cincinnati Bengals will play the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl February 13th in Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said Sunday that a COVID-19 vaccine for children age 4 and under could be approved by early March. Gottlieb saying the authorization will depend on whether the feds move forward with Pfizer's two-dose candidate as opposed to the three-dose one added last month to the company's clinical trials. As far as why we are seeing some kids still end up in the hospital from COVID-19 due to the Omicron surge, Dr. Diane Hess tells USA Radio News.
We know if you have underlying health conditions, for sure, right? If you have underlying diabetes, heart disease, obesity, which is the most unspoken. I'm an obesity medicine specialist, and it's the most prevalent, you know, disease in America, and it's really not spoken about. And that really, I feel like, you know, the government is, while we're pushing vaccines, we should say, if you want to not get sick from COVID, be an exercise, because COVID loves fat. COVID loves high cholesterol. COVID loves high blood sugar. It makes you sicker. Those are the people who, you know, succumb much quicker. And then Omicron, you know, has been relatively mild in most patients. We do see more children being hospitalized. I'm a pediatrician, but those children are often being hospitalized because they're under 2 months old and they have fever and a baby, and we have to hospitalize them regardless if they have a fever, and they do quite well. So it's definitely more contagious. We're seeing many more kids hospitalized, but they're not dying from it. And definitely the kids who are getting hospitalized are the unvaccinated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.